You have to go, you have to go.
The train that carried some of yesterday's bombs into Madrid.
There's a scene of complete chaos here.
Indeed, Europe's 9/11.
The death toll is very likely to rise.
How can one be surprised that an event like this took place?
There has always been terrorism. Spain and Britain both know its price.
More than 200 people died in the bomb blast at Atocha railway station in Madrid. March 11 took place exactly 2.5 years after New York was attacked by Islamic terrorists. Spaniards blame their government for siding with the Americans in the war against terror and have now voted in a socialist regime. But will there be a change in policy? José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero, the new socialist leader, says change is inevitable.
I want to start changing things. I will consult all the other political forces because I think this should be a commonly agreed decision. But the Spanish troops who are in Iraq will come back home.
The Prime Minister-elect's plans to make changes has started ringing alarm bells within 10 Downing Street and is raising concerns about the unity of the coalition forces. Shadow Foreign Secretary Michael Ingram seems worried.
What is important is what happens now in terms of the international situation. I would be concerned if Spain suddenly decided to withdraw from the international coalition in the fight against terrorism.
But as the new government plans to take over in Spain, the US is concerned that terrorists might gain from all this. The US Secretary of State Colin Powell feels that Spanish people shouldn't have voted out their government because of its involvement in Iraq.
Rather than finding fault with what Spain has done by being aggressive in the war on terror, this should redouble everyone's efforts to go after terrorist organizations of any kind, whether it's ETA, whether it is Al-Qaeda, or any other terrorist organization. Terror has to be brought to an end.
Going back to the mood in Madrid, people are rejoicing the victory of the Socialist Party, and Eduardo Nolo of the St. Pablo's University says that emotions are running very high.
There's so much sentiment, there's still so much rage, there's so much hate, so many things have happened that the result of the election has been unpredictable.
So will the new government change its policy on terrorism, and will the coalition force in Iraq lose a strong ally? Philip Deacon at the University of Sheffield Fields, only time will tell.
There would be one less nation supporting the American policy. One has to see whether certain actions which are being put in place at the moment actually occur as they're predicted to, or something else intervenes in the meantime.
But what do ordinary Spaniards feel about the change in government? Would it reduce terrorism?
I think they will do nothing. They are going to withdraw our troops in Iraq, and they won't do anything, I think, to prevent next terrorist attacks.
Don't know how they are. We don't understand what they do. I think that they will try to stop them, but it depends on the terrorists. They will try.
The new Spanish government will bring out its plans after consulting the other local parties. But what is clear is that its association with the US-led coalition in Iraq may no longer remain as active.